Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Sedano with you here. 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The NBA always at the forefront of doing the right thing. And our next guest, he's a part of that family. And we love having him on. We love talking to him. He's an LA kid. David Fizdale joining us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Fiz, thank you so much for the time. I do want to talk about this Coaches Association committee that you're on with Pop and Steve and Stan Van Gundy and Lloyd Pierce in just a second. But just as someone, look, you grew up here. You know, you are African American. What are your thoughts on just what you're seeing right now in this country?
You know, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is what boils over when, you know, in 1991, Rodney King was beat down on video. And, you know, although we protested and burned down things and tried to get the message out that there were some really bad actors in the police force, you know, no one really listened. Nothing changed. And time and time again, we've seen on tape, on video, on camera phone, black men either being brutalized or murdered, unarmed black men being targeted, you know, for the color of their skin. And this was just a matter of time before this boiled over. And what's different now than back then is, you know, we got social media, and the message is now a national message, a worldwide message that spread very fast. And you can see that, you know, if you go back to those protests back then, it was mainly black and Mexican people, Hispanic people in the streets protesting. And now you just have an array of races and ages and genders out there saying that enough is enough. And, you know, obviously we don't want to see violence or anything bad happen to anybody or any damage to people's property. But at the end of the day, it seems that the only way that the voiceless is heard is through action like this. And so, no, I'm not surprised. And you know, it's just unfortunate. And I just want to make sure that I send condolences, you know, to the Floyd family and the Aubrey family and the Taylor family and all of the other families that have had to suffer through losing loved ones at the hands of the police.
How encouraged are you, though, by the stuff you just mentioned about people from all sorts of different backgrounds and age demographics coming together, whereas that hasn't been the case previously?
I am encouraged. You know, I've always said that this isn't a black problem. This is a white problem. This is perpetuated through our history. You know, it's been a stain on our history, the racism that our country was founded on, whether it was the killing of Native American Indians or the enslavement of Africans. You know, this has been a white problem. And, you know, to see so many white people of conscience come out and start to really recognize that these are things that don't just affect our community, but it's a effect on all humanity. It's really encouraging. But, you know, as my wife said here, we sat here talking, you know, as many people that are in the street right now protesting, we need double that to come out and vote. You know, and that's the thing that's going to really make change is the two-year voting cycles, and then obviously the four-year one is critical. But we need all of these folks, when the story goes away, to step up and get out and vote and put people in these positions that are going to put humanity first.
And that's my point too, Fiz, is that I look at it this way, and David Fizdale joining us here on the Sedano Show, is that it is important to register. You know, there's so many people. There's 330 million people in this country, right? And about 60-some-odd% of those are eligible to vote, but yet only, you know, half of those actually are registered to vote. And I think that whether it's the federal level, but more importantly, the local level, like those votes, those ballots, that's the most as important as anything, to be honest with you.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, you start to talk about your mayors, your council people, your police chiefs, your the sheriffs. Those are people that we vote for. Those are people that we're putting in those positions. And so, you know, the thing that I think about is because, you know, I had a grandfather that was deeply rooted in the civil rights movement. What he used to always tell me is, you know, why do people think we died for the right to vote? It was for times like this, for times like, you know, when Rodney King was beaten, we need to be able to exercise that right. Because think about if all of this was going on and we didn't have the right to vote, could you imagine then what would be transpiring? And so that is what our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents went through, and why they went through it is for times like this. And so If you aren't registered to vote, if you're not a person that has ever voted, you must go online, learn how to register. It's very easy. Get online, get yourself registered, and learn about the candidates for all of these local level positions that can impact the change that we're talking about.
David Fizdale with us here, and look, David, I think that, you know, as we talk about the political process, the reason you need to get involved in the political process is because the actual issue that we're talking about, the killing of minorities and African Americans in this country at the hands of police and just the injustices and the fact that we just had a young man on, Fizz, you know, I don't know if you were listening, who literally said, I'm a college graduate, right? And I'm in my car and I've been, you know, have guns pulled on me and we're just going to dinner, you know, me and my brother. That's an America that a lot of people don't live. And the fact that there are people that live that way, we need to focus on that and understand that it's not even politics. This is a humanity thing. You know what I mean? People got to be treated humanely.
And again, you know, changing laws and voting and all of that, you're not going to change particular people's hearts. But you can definitely suppress some of their actions with penalties and with accountability through law. And, you know, I feel for that kid because, unfortunately, you know, throughout my childhood and throughout my adolescence, that was a routine week for me, was two or three times a week having a gun pointed at the back of my head, you know, as we're being pulled over in South Central LA. You know, it's a shame that I could sit here and do the exact routine that you have to do when you're pulled over by the police. We didn't get, can we see your license and registration? We got, throw your keys out the car, put your hands out, open the car door from the outside, show your hands, back up slow, get down on your knees, put your hands behind your head, and then you heard click, click. And that is traumatizing. And the fact that I know that by heart still at 45 years old, really saddens me that I know that, but it also shows that here we are 30 years later and this stuff is still happening and things has just got to change.
David Fizdale joining us here, former NBA coach, part of a committee for racial justice and reform that the NBA has put together. We'll talk about that in a second. But Fizz, what can we do? What can people like me, people who are playing in professional sports, people who are in the limelight, people who have a platform, what can we continue to do or what can we do that maybe hasn't been done to help this cause?
One, we can't let this just be a moment of outrage. This has to be when you're dealing with the humanity of human beings, it's a continuous effort to make sure that we never let these things creep back into our society. So we have to keep a spotlight on what is happening in our communities. And people that have a microphone and TV and the followers must continue to put the spotlight on this. Another thing that you can really do is get involved from a programming standpoint, from a activism standpoint. Get with the NAACP, the Urban League, Color of Change, all of these Black Lives Matter. You know, don't look at these organizations as like they're, you have to be this all out, you know, gung-ho activist type of person. That's not what it's about. It's about showing that you support them and that you have empathy for the communities that are suffering and just, you know, whether it's donating money or donating some time or donating your platform to the cause, I think are things that you can really do to help.
David Fizdale with us here. Fiz, so you and the NBA Coaches Association, you established this committee. It's yourself, it's Pop, it's Lloyd Pierce, it's Stan Van Gundy, it's Steve Kerr. How did this all come about?
You know, Lloyd Pierce really was the driving force behind this. You know, we also got J.B. Bickerstaff, Brett Brown, and Quinn Snyder on it. And Lloyd really galvanized the Coaches Association, which wasn't hard because, you know, one thing you can say about our coaches is we stand up for our communities and we stand up against injustice, you know, in all of our own particular ways. And so when Lloyd, you know, brought this to the association, you know, Rick Carlisle really immediately got us all on a Zoom call and we began discussing, you know, real action steps that we could take as an association to really try to impact change. And I'm just really proud to be affiliated. You know, the fact that Rick has got me involved, despite the fact that I'm not necessarily employed by a team right now, you know, it was really an honor for me. And to see all of these men put their heart and soul into this, you know, it's really moving. And it means a lot to me that now I'm a part of this group and I'm a colleague of these men because these are men that I could be proud to be around. And this guy's from all different races and colors. You talk about white men, we got Hispanic coaches. We have Spo is a Filipino man. You know, obviously we have black coaches. We got all different ages. And, you know, it's just really good to see that no matter what color age you are, we all feel the same way about it. And so, you know, I think we're going to be able to do some things that, you know, really can facilitate some changes. Obviously, we're going to need a lot of help. We're going to do a lot of collaborating with different community leaders and people that really care about these issues of inhumanity. And, you know, hopefully we can really, you know, do some good things.
David Fizdale with us here. Fiz, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Take care. There he is. David Fizdale with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. Just powerful stuff, man. I mean, he nailed it.